Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Mad Men Outdoors. We have a special guest today. As everybody knows, this is Darren Perry, CEO of Mad Men Outdoors. We have Brandon Harlow.
What's that?
The VP. And we also have a special guest that has never been on here, has never done a podcast, so this is his first time. It's kind of weird because we have the same name, but all well. Darren Barnum.
What's up, boo?
AKA Barnum, because my name's Darren, his name is Darren. I call him Barnum, he calls me Perry. So, Barnum, come on over here and have a drink.
Drink?
Yeah, drink.
Yeah. Drink? I think we're sitting here, buddy, William.
I'm drinking.
Alrighty, so, Barnum, we're gonna do a little bit something, a little bit different here. One thing, what is one thing that you like to do?
Fishing.
You like fishing.
Yep.
What is your favorite type of fishing?
I like using lures. It's easier.
Alright. Yeah. Any special fish that you like to really...
Bass.
Mainly bass?
Yep.
Well, because we're going to do fishing, we might as well give him a shout out.
You mean for lures?
Uh-huh.
Lures fishing? Who are you talking about?
Mr. Richard Sneed Jr.
I thought you were talking about.
Yep. You've been talking to him more, so come on over and give us a little bit of a detail about...
About Richard?
Yeah.
Black Canoe Lure Company?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. High quality lures, low prices, handmade, beautiful. Perfectly made. I have some at the house. They look amazing. They are beautiful. I would highly suggest going looking at them. He has a Facebook page. Go check it out. I have more info. I'm pulling it up. He sent it to me.
Yeah, and the two lures that you bought, didn't you let Barnum try one?
Mm-hmm.
Barnum, what did you think about his lures?
They were great. They actually did really good, and they were really easy to use. And actually caught a lot of nice little smallmouth with them.
Now, how many times, estimate a guess, how many times did you use it?
I use about, almost every time, about 50% of the time I use it. And every time it's, I bring in about one or two smallmouth every time.
That's good to hear. So that right there, we have a, now... Richard is not paying us to promote him or anything. And we have somebody here using his equipment, and he loves it. We're not getting paid to do any of this. Sorry for the background noise, by the way. I have my mascots running around here. So that's if you hear footsteps, barking, stuff like that. Even that, I don't know if you heard that or not. That was my baby. Olympia, what are you doing? But, now, do you... have you just fished here in...
Fayetteville.
Just here in Fayetteville? Whenever, I know here, a while back, you went on a cruise. Were you able to do any fishing out there?
I used it once out there, right on the ocean, and it did really good. I caught one, but it's kind of where we were. There was only about a handful of fish.
So you were able to go fishing out there. That is awesome.
Caught one nice bass out there, and it actually did really good. Gave me a good fight.
I know we've been talking about going up to Colorado.
Yep.
That's what I really want to try out, is using that up there in Colorado.
Should work real good.
Because while I was up there, I was doing a lot of fly fishing up there. And I loved fly fishing up in Colorado.
Yeah.
And, my personal opinion, I like fishing up in Colorado more than I do down here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Harlow, BB Harlow.
Yes.
What fishing tips or advice or anything like that you have for our listeners?
Early morning fishing is the best.
Early morning?
Early morning. Or night fish. I like to go on a boat.
You, Boats are a lot of fun. The only thing is, if you forget something, turn back around.
No, because if you forget something and I don't, your ass is swimming to the bank.
Sorry about the foul language. Harlow doesn't have a control or a filter on his mouth.
What do you mean? It's in biblical terms. It's a donkey, my son.
Go. Olympia, go lay down, babies.
It ain't my fault you stupidly forgot what you were looking for.
Hey, I haven't forgotten anything.
That's what she said.
I was forgetting something that day, but let's not get in that topic.
Like, you forgot your lure, you forgot your fishing pole.
Ow.
You just brought yourself.
You forget the fishing pole. Are you okay there, Mom? Oh. Well, so we're talking about fishing. Barham, you got any favorite fishing spots?
I think, you know, out of Prairie Grove, some really nice fishing spots.
Prairie Grove has some nice fishing spots?
Yep.
I like to go out to Lake Fort Smith or Lake Darnell.
Is the Arkansas River yet?
I haven't been to the Arkansas River yet. I haven't fished that one.
You try that one. That one does really good.
Yep, I haven't been down to that one, but I'm probably going to when this corona hits. Look up.
Huh.
What about you, platypus?
Well, because I'm a platypus, I like everywhere.
Oh,
that's... Well, I haven't done a lot of fishing here in Arkansas. I've done some fishing out my dad's ponds. That's about it. See, I was going up to Colorado around, it's a small town. It's called Buena Vista. Beautiful place. If you ever get the chance to go out there, do it. I know. Oh, she's chewing on her ball. I know, you and I, we've talked about taking our better halves up there.
Yeah.
Granted, that's something that we really need to plan out here, especially if we could get past all of the stuff that's going on with the world.
Yeah.
We need to plan to go up there. Even if it's for a week, we need to go up there. While I was up there, I was fishing, at a private resort that had a huge pond that got stocked every other week, fresh trout. And then plus it tied onto the Colorado River and I was fishing on that. And actually where we were at was actually the head of the Arkansas River. So I was doing a lot of fishing up there on the Arkansas River. And the first time we were up there, one of our old teachers, her husband actually died up there while he was canoeing the exact same time we were up there.
Yikes.
Miss Fusen.
Mm.
Her husband died. Or passed away, I should say, like 2 miles away from us.
Yikes.
Yeah, we were. It was. We're like, holy crap! It is a small world. Thankfully, she wasn't with her. Miss Fusen was an awesome teacher.
Yeah.
But that's where I do all my fishing at. To me, it's better. Now, to all the fishers that listen to this, throw out your favorite fishing locations, your favorite lures, or different baits, or whatnot. You know, it's so many different things, and everybody has their own personal opinion. What the? Oh, it's Cena. Now, because we're talking about the future and everything, what's happening in a month?
Squirrel season?
Yep.
Actually, less than a month now, but...
Well, it'll be a month for you. It opens up on the 15th, but you won't be able to go out for another month.
Yeah, me and Dumbledore.
Yep, Dumbledore will be coming out. That'll be a fun one. So let's talk a little bit about hunting. Barnum, you like hunting.
Yeah.
You've never gone hunting. Actually, no, that's a lie. You've gone hunting with us a couple times.
Yeah. Well, like, it's been out here a few times. Because I've walked up on him once.
Yeah. I know that one day you came out to my house, and I think you saw, like, a little four-point or a six-point out back.
I saw a four-pointer. And I had a perfect shot to kill him, but I was like, no, I'm good. No, I was a little bigger.
Yeah. But what do you... There's a lot of people that, like, different things about hunting. What do you like about owl hunting?
For me, it's mainly just... I don't know, it's kind of... It's peaceful out there and actually really just... It's a U-time. A way to get away, hang out by yourself.
Be able to clear the brain from the other from your better half?
Yeah. And also, you get your mind off of bills. It's just... To me, it's more just about the relaxing and some rush.
Now, what do you like about hunting?
I like being outside.
Just being outside?
Yeah. Being outside, having a great time on the great outdoors is the party.
Got a party hardy, man.
Oh, yeah. You can get a party hardy, my dude.
Yeah, see, I like it because, like you said, it's peaceful. It feels like I get closer to nature. Because where we, the humans, started from, you know, 200 years ago, they didn't have anything like we had today. So whenever mankind started, you know, they didn't have anything that we had. So it feels like I just get closer to what our ancestors pretty much did. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we are kind of cheap because we're not out there just, spear.
Yeah.
Oh, strange animal, walk up on me. But I don't know. I like hunting, and plus I think the meat is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot better.
Oh yeah, it's way better.
But like a lot of people like squirrel season starting up. There is, but you know, two maybe three bites of squirrel. On the squirrel,
yeah,
of meal on a squirrel. That's not a lot, but it's some of the best meat I've ever had. And deer, I just love venison. I have always loved venison.
Yeah,
I do like my deer.
Now, I know you can make a great
deer chili.
Yeah, deer chili. And I can make a great squirrel chili. I'm thinking what I need to do, or what we need to do. And we're about to be able to is make a wild game chili.
Yeah.
I think that will be fantastic. A squirrel and deer chili.
Chili.
See, if I had more elk, I'd be like, let's throw in some elk, but I ain't giving up my last steak of elk for that. No. Well.
Yeah, because you have to go for more elk this year.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully my vacation's coming up, so hopefully I'll be able to save that vacation before the kid comes. Well, you know, elk is, I think, in September.
We talked about going in September.
Yeah, because I think elk is in September, and the kid, I'm hoping it's boy, so do whatever y'all do, if you pray or do sacrifices or anything like that, just... Make sure it's a boy. I want a boy. But I'm hoping it's a boy because there's a lot of things that you know, I want to teach my son. I've always wanted a son, so yeah. I hope. Now, granted, if it's a girl, I'm still gonna love her to death. She's gonna be my little pumpkin. But
Yeah.
I want a boy. And there's more reasons behind it, but that is not podcast material. But I don't know. I'm more of a hunter than I am a fisher, and you're probably more of a fisher than you are a hunter.
I'm more of a fisher because for me, it's just I like it. It's right next to the water. Just walk around, do whatever the hell you want. You get high enough, take a dip. It's really just relaxing and easier to do.
See, I think what got me on the fishing was whenever I was really younger, my father would always pull these mean pranks on my brother and I, saying that there's a snake on you and all that stuff. So now we got, RJ and I both have major aquaphobia.
Around the water, because snakes.
Yeah, because of all of that. Now, granted, I'll go jump in a river any day of the week. I don't care. Yeah. But I have major aquaphobia. Swimming in a pool, anything like that, I am fine because I can see the bottom.
Yeah.
I know there's not a snake in there. Whenever, I don't know how many times I've jumped into a river and then come face to face with a freaking water moccasin. It's like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I've been close to a few water moccasins while I was out fishing, and they're nice enough to
just leave you.
Yeah.
Now, I think one of my favorite videos of all, I don't know if y'all agree with me, was this family was out fishing and playing in the water. And this little girl, like, reached out and picked up, like, a 6 or 7 foot freaking water moccasin out of the freaking
water. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And that snake was just like, what is going on here? And then she was like, look what I got! And then everybody was like, ah!
Yeah.
And the father was just like, honey, put down the snake. Put down the snake, just took off. It's like, girl, you aren't lucky.
You, than you are them.
I don't know, them water moccasins, they don't care who you are. I like snakes, and I'll have a pet snake one of these days, but wild snake, nope, keep it far, far away. I have no need for that. Let's kill him. There's my crazy Z. Now, do you have anything else to add on?
Well, to add on to your fishing thing, this text Richard here. He said he likes to fish in local lakes. Gardner Lake, where he lives. I'm going to probably murder this one. La Chirene Lake? I don't know. L-A-C-Y-G-N-E Lake. It's about 45 minutes away, and Hillsdale Lake, about 15 minutes away from where he lives. So, that's a little...
Well, that's nice to get an input from him.
Yeah, because that's in Kansas City, so we have a little bit of idea of Ryder.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah, especially if we go up there and be able to see him and meet him.
Might take a couple poles up there.
Yeah, yeah, and I got me a brand new fishing pole.
Oh, I got me a good one, too.
Yeah, mine's brand new. I bought my last day for whenever I was in Colorado 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I haven't even used it. I'm ready to use it. It's brand new. I took it out of the package and I put it in the its holder, but
right.
I have not been able to use it, and I am itching to use it, and I will use it whenever I go up to Colorado. Probably that'll be my first time using it whenever I go up to Colorado. So, but all right, man, we're gonna keep this short.
Right,
Barnum, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm good.
Live stream, you good?
Yeah, it's with everything going on, it's maybe going out fishing more and more.
More fishing.
Yeah.
Just be careful, man.
Oh, I know. Those snakes are bad now.
Yeah, snakes are going to be coming out a little bit more because
it's starting to get warm.
It's starting to warm up a little bit now. And, not just that, but with all the corona stuff
going around,
don't go to Walmart without a mask.
Yep.
Sanitize. You can't sanitize enough.
Yeah, that is true.
So just keep you and your old lady safe, and everything should be good. But, all right, Darren Barnum, thank you for coming out and doing this podcast with us. BB Harlow, Brendan.
What's that?
Do you have anything else to say?
I'm good.
Alrighty, then from the CEO, COO, and guest speaker, we wish y'all a safe and happy day.
Hi, my name is Dumbledore, and welcome to the Madman Outdoor Podcast.
Very good. Well, as y'all are aware of, this is the Madman Outdoors Podcast. We have Dumbledore with us again. With us, we also have me. This is Darren Perry, CEO of Madman Outdoors. Also, BB Harlow, aka Brandon Harlow. He is, we call him the vice president, but he's just really the mascot of everything. We are going to do a quick podcast. We don't get together very much, especially with Ivan here, Dumbledore. So we're going to do a quick podcast, and we'll let everybody else get on their day and go from there.
In other words, Darren's going to go to sleep.
I am going to go to sleep. I'm tired. So, Brandon, it's been a while since we've seen each other. What have you been up to?
Nothing much. Working.
Awesome.
No.
You're no longer working at the U of A.
A little bit, but not for now, but... I'm coding now, but...
You're coding? How's... That...
Easy.
Is it easy?
It's easy. So easy.
Nice. Nice. Dumbledore, you happy to be out of school right now?
Yes, actually. Minus we can't really go into places.
That's always a downside, but on beautiful days like it is today, then we can... Y'all can go out hiking or even fishing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, just so everybody knows, here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, just Arkansas region, really, May 15th, that is 1 month away, squirrel season opens up.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
So, let's talk a little about squirrels.
What do you know about squirrels, Ivan?
I know that, honestly, I don't know that much, but if they do hear a noise from a separate direction... That they don't really like a loud bang. They're on the opposite direction.
That is very true. Have you ever eaten a squirrel before?
No.
You will.
You will when we get down to you.
Yes.
I don't remember eating a squirrel. But I have something to say. So
let's hear this.
Me and my aunt and Brandon sitting right next to me.
BB Harlow.
We're going to try to see if our grandpa, if we could borrow his boat so we could go fishing.
Oh, fishing trip.
Yeah, on the place we actually went hiking.
We actually, if we do decide to go fishing, we actually need to go up about 3 hours?
Yeah,
it's a two-seat boat.
Oh, it's only, we can fit a lot more people in that. But we definitely need to take about 3 hour trip up north from here to go meet up with one of our buddies. You want to give him a shout out real quick?
Oh, you mean old Richard Sneed Jr.?
Oh, yeah, old Richard.
Richard.
Speaking of everything going on, some of y'all here in the company have heard one of my very good friends of mine. He's practically my uncle. I've been around him my entire life. I'm not going to say his name, just to help kind of steal his identity for the podcast. He got diagnosed with lung cancer. So we're going to give him the Madman support. And if you just drop a like for a support for him, I can easily pass it on to him, tell him that he has the full support of the company. And all of you, the fans and the listeners to the Madman post. And he will really enjoy that. He actually sometimes listens to us and he's always checking up on the company. He hasn't done any shopping because he's been...
Well, you can't really do shopping right now anyways.
Yeah. But before we stopped selling everything, he was checking everything out. And I hate seeing him go through... He's in chemo right now, and hopefully with the coronavirus and chemo, he'll pull through.
He'll get through it.
Yeah. But with that, I think everybody in Mad Men need to shave their beards off.
I spent too long to grow this one. But I might. But I don't look good about any facial hair.
Same here.
No, you look like bad hair.
No, if I shave my beard off, I look like a 12-year-old boy. No. I look 12.
I look more like Ivan when I shave my beard off.
I know. But I actually need to do this real quick. Hold on, it might actually, hopefully it won't stop the recording. Hold on just one second. There we go. Sorry, I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. So I won't get any interruptions. Now, something completely off topic. I have been doing a lot of this stuff right here. This is the beard struggle.
The beard struggle?
Yes.
Well, I guess you won't be doing much of it if you shave your beard off, will you?
No, but this right here, there's a reason why I brought everything up. This company, I have a special coupon for this company. Mm-hmm. You get 15% off of your purchases, and I can give this code to anyone. I don't make any money off of it, so, but I spread the word about the beard struggle. They have everything. They have, if you go to www.thebeardstruggle.com, they have a whole bunch of stuff. You can get a 15% code from me, and they will take that 15% and then an extra 20% off of your purchase. And that extra 20% plus your 15% goes towards the research and the studies and the foundation for cancer research.
Hmm.
So their products, I love their products. They smell great. They work great. Like, you saw all right here. I couldn't grow nothing a couple months back, and now it's like
mm-hmm.
booming. And I love it. I might shave it off. This is as much hair I've had on my face ever.
Oh, I know.
So, I'm loving it, but just for my friend's sake, he loved his beard. I might shave it off just because he doesn't have any hair at all. I might shave it off just to show some support for him. I ain't gonna shave my head. He didn't care about his hair. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Now, Ivan, I got a serious question for you.
What?
I know you said earlier you're not missing school.
Yeah.
Are you missing your friends?
Honestly, I don't have any friends that live in the area, minus one. And I'm really allowed to play outside with them, so.
Well, what about Baby Harlow and Nikki?
Yeah, I could see them.
You can see them? Yeah. You just see them as just family, or do you see them as friends too?
Both.
Both, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Nikki, do you feel loved over there? I can't hear you.
AKA Silent Killer.
Nikki, say hi. Nikki is here also, but she's being a little quiet and shy over there.
No.
Oh, I think I actually picked you up. Look at that.
Look at that.
So this is, for all of you listeners out here, we don't really have a topic. We're going to just,
We'll just let Ivan talk for a minute.
Yeah, we're going to just let Ivan talk. Talk about whatever you want.
Inform us of how you've been since the last podcast.
Exactly. When was the last podcast that he was
God.
On?
Like 2 months ago?
It was like almost...
Three months ago?
It was before Christmas.
No, it was after Christmas.
Mad Men Outdoors was still new.
Yeah, but it was after Christmas because I didn't have any roommates in my house.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It was when James moved out.
Yep.
The last one was.
That means it was back in February. Yeah, that was about two months ago. So, Ivan, in the past 2 months, what have you been up to?
Honestly, nothing. I've had a lot of...
So you've been sitting around doing nothing. Nothing interesting has happened in the last 2 months.
So you haven't been doing anything? You haven't read any books? Played any video games? Watched any movies? You've just been sitting on your bread?
On your bread?
On your bed, just looking at the walls, breathing air.
No.
Let us see what you've been up to.
I've actually watched a couple movies and went on a lot of hiking trips. I actually went on a hiking trip today.
Oh, how was that?
Good. And Brandon was joking. joking about how we're going to go on the hike again after we just ate, but we came here. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't know he was coming here today.
Oh, so this was a big surprise for him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Do you like your surprise?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But other than that, do you play a lot of video games?
Only at my dad's house.
What games do you like to play?
I usually like to play Titanfall 2.
There you go. Go
Horizon,
Titanfall.
Which is a game to where robotic dinosaurs come to life.
What is it?
Horizon, it's where you're a girl called Aloy. And
perfect for Darren, because he's already a chick. I mean, look at the ponytail.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, I've got a ponytail going on. I got a man bun going on.
And, so a lot of these big, small, wide dinosaurs come from the past. And so you have to kill them. You have to hunt them.
That sounds
and
like fun.
At some point of the game, you get this magical thing that is used to turn robots from bad to good. And even darker. So, yeah, it's really good. It's a really good game.
That is a lot of fun. With that being said, I am going to add something real quick.
Go for it.
Hiking. If y'all are hikers, please be safe. Please have first aid. Basic first aid can save your life. Especially if you have a bad fall or a bad cut. It will and it can save your life.
Or even drowning.
Yeah, there are. I have seen, I've seen that game before.
Yeah, me too.
People just sink into the water.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there that can save your life. So if you are out hiking to go camping, hiking to go fishing, just hiking to have fun, get out of the house and enjoy nature, be safe and have first aid. I would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Now, another thing. This is a very important one.
Okay.
Are you still studying?
I'm only able to do work at my dad's house because at my mom's house we don't really have internet.
But do you have books and everything? Or is it all online? You also have homework to do. Are you keeping up with your homework?
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, don't be a dummy like Darren was.
Yeah, don't pull me. I would let homework slip and then follow up.
You wouldn't just let homework slip. You let your actual in-class stuff slip too, sir.
Yeah.
So how is your family doing?
My family is doing okay-ish. My dad, you'll meet him here after a little bit, after all the coronavirus lifts up and everything. We're probably going to have a small get-together. He's doing really good. His girlfriend, he has a girlfriend that he's been with for... She's been living here for almost 2 years now, I think. They're doing great together. We actually started a hydroponic garden. Do you know what a hydroponic garden is?
No, sir.
Let's teach them.
That, if you listen to our last podcast, I went into somewhat of a brief discussion about hydroponic gardens. Do you know how to do normal gardens?
Yeah.
In the ground, soil.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the year.
Obviously, they... plants.
Yeah. There's...
And his grandpa grew some onions not too long ago.
Hydroponic.
I actually grew some onions. Not too long ago.
Hydroponic. I actually have some of it in my kitchen that I could show you. It does not use soil. It uses water. Hydro. Don't. Yeah, exactly. You put those back in there because those I kind of need those for my hydroponic garden. So, normally to start your seed, you put it in a pot of soil. With hydroponic, you actually take a damp paper towel, put the seed in there, and that water will start making the seed grow. Then after that, you get right there, I think it's in that bag. Might be in that bag. Nope, it's not in that bag. Nope.
Actually, some people put the seed in plastic. Like the like so, things that some coolers are made out of.
Yep.
That stuff, yeah.
So, with hydroponic, hold on, don't look. Hydroponic, you start, there's multiple ways you can do this. The way I start it is I take the seed and I put it in a paper towel and I soak it until it starts growing. After that, I stick it into this. I call this rock wool because it's pretty much just rock wool. Feel that. It's hard. And
it's more soft.
It's really soft, yes. But you take these and you, what I do, and there's multiple ways.
And then the seed will grow.
Well, there's multiple ways you could do it. What I do with those, I soak them in water for 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yes. And I take a knife and I cut them. I cut one side of them. And I take my plant that's been growing that paper towel and I stick it in that. And then I have a little cup. It's only about that big, about that tall. That you take it, that rock wool, and you set it down in there. And then that root grows down.
Yeah.
I have a PVC pipe. It's a white pipe about that big with holes all on the top. I fill that full of that and those cups with plants.
Yeah.
And water, it is held in a big container below it. All right. And there's a hose coming up from one end to the other. And the hose goes up to the big pipe, pumps the water through it, fills up, and as soon as it hits the other pipe, drains back down into the big tub down below.
So it's almost like to where it goes up and down.
Pretty much.
To like soak the water every time.
Pretty much. And what that plant does is it will grow down and it will hit that water. And that will make the plant grow up on top. I have it inside. A lot of people put in greenhouses or anywhere really. Mm. And if you have it set up right, you can have a garden year-round.
Yeah.
So, I have peppers. My girlfriend has, like, 20 other things. Half of them are going to go in my in-ground garden, then half of them are going to go in my hydroponic system. And now, there's a lot more stuff to go into it, but it's a really big science behind it. This is my first year doing it, so I'm not an expert on it.
Yeah.
But this will be a fun project for you as well, especially if you come out here a little bit more often. You can really see in how everything works and how everything grows, and you can actually do sort of like a science project for school if they offer something like that. And that water bottle that you're using, you could turn that into a hydroponic system. You can grow a plant.
Yes, I do.
You could grow a plant out of that.
Actually, if you take a Dasani water bottle or any other water
If they do want to sponsor us, we will sponsor them. Just let us know.
Yeah. Anyway, so you take one of the water bottles and you cut it in half with scissors, mm-hmm. and then you put soil inside of it, mm-hmm. and it's almost like regular gardening, but inside of a cup. And I honestly think this is saving resources. If you cut it in half, you could fill the other side up with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like two gardens in one bottle.
Yep, that is exactly right.
It's almost the same thing.
You should try it. Ask your parents if you could do a water bottle garden.
I'm keeping this water bottle though.
Go for it. I will go ahead, if you really want to do that, I will save all of my water bottles for you.
Yay!
But I need an okay from your parents first.
I don't know about them.
Either that or you can very, very nicely ask Phoebe Harlow and Miss Nikki that's hiding in the corner.
What is this?
It moves on you.
Yeah.
But
we might be able to do something.
Might be able to? Okay. But now let's talk about something serious.
Coronavirus.
We've already done.
I'm done talking about Corona.
I'm tired of the Corona topic. That's a big one.
Does that see a song on I play called Coronavirus?
I think I've heard of it, and it's funny.
I've heard a song called Darren Perry, but it has no words because he sleeps most of the day.
Hey, yep. I sleep all day, every day.
Anyways, what do you want?
You are like
Another thing. With, and this is a very big one for you and you. With everybody staying at home, your risk of having a fire at your place doubles. With me being a firefighter, we have fought, I think, 3 fires in the past month. We normally don't get any structure fires right now, but we have fought 3. And,
You're a firefighter?
Yes, I am.
You didn't know that?
Do you not know that?
I thought you worked at that chicken place.
I do, yeah, but I'm a volunteer firefighter.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This does not make any sense.
I'll tell you what. Next time you come out here, I'll take you down to the fire department. And just because you didn't know, I will do this for you.
Dude, what is it? I'm scared.
Make sure, cover his eyes.
We need to start.
Cover his eyes.
Keep telling the podcast about how your day's been and everything.
I have no clue.
You know how your day was? You didn't have any fun today?
I did have fun.
You
don't
want to talk about that before?
But we did shoot some guns. Mm-hmm. Like BBs, pellets.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Always have some protection. Like, always have someone near you while you're shooting BBs and pellets. Yeah.
No, actually, I just watched it. Maybe. I don't know if I watched this one. Hold on, let me see it. No, it doesn't smell like... Nope. Oh, it doesn't smell like fire anymore. I'm sad now. Just so everybody knows, I have a, pair of bunker gear that I keep at my house for a spare.
Weddington. Weddington.
And what does that say down at the bottom? Oh, my nameplate's gone. Oh, I took that off. I know where that's at. That's on my other pair. But.
What?
Nope. Stick your heads up. There you go.
Yay, firefighter suit. I'm trying to put it up on me.
Yeah, you're going to try hiding in it?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to do a podcast. Yeah. But,
I'm a penguin now.
Yep. It's big because it fits me.
Yeah.
Now, that jacket is very special to me.
So, is that a small?
No, that's a...
Medium.
Large.
So, it's an extra small?
No. Large.
Hearty?
Large. Now you're ready to go fight some fire!
Something just fell out there.
This cool pockets.
That's not a pocket. The pocket is right here.
Yes.
Pocket is right there.
Nothing's
We're gonna start the Mad Men Outdoors volunteer fire department.
I thought about it.
Fire departments probably don't sponsor us.
No, we'll start our own fire department.
We did talk about doing a scuba team.
Yes, yes. If any of our listeners are scuba divers, instructors, anything like that, let us know. We have some questions for you.
Also,
we're thinking about starting a scuba team.
Yes, we are.
I have an idea. What if Mad Men Outdoors start making underwater equipment? Hunting underwater equipment.
What is that called? A javelin?
No, javelin is for a horse. You sell oars and...
You can javelin down...
No, that's a
it's
spear
called
gun.
A harpoon.
Harpoon, there you go. That's
there we go.
Man, it's pretty sad. Ivan is smarter than us.
Yeah,
it's almost, very much.
It's almost like this bear... It's almost like a arrow, but even sharper.
Yep.
And you stick it into a gun, and it fires with a string connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mainly for killing sharks.
Well, you could do it for a lot of things. I know a lot of people do it.
Squids.
Whales.
No. Whale hunting is illegal.
Not
in Oklahoma. Well, no, it is illegal. Just so y'all know, it is illegal to go whale hunting in Oklahoma. So if you're listening and you're from Oklahoma, don't go whale hunting.
Or shark hunting, or
yeah, a lot of things. All right, Nikki, do you have anything to add?
AKA the silent killer.
The people on the podcast cannot hear you. You do have something to add? Well, come on over here and add it.
Come on.
Don't make Dumbledore cast a spell on you. Hey, picked her up. Alrighty, so from the CEO of Mad Men Outdoors, this is Darren Perry.
BB Harlow.
And Double Door. And don't forget the silent killer.
Yes, Nikki is hiding in the background. We wish you all to have a great day and to be safe out there.
Enjoy the outdoors. Don't be stuck indoors.
Yes, definitely. Just social distancing. I can't talk right now. I'm tired.
Yep.
And that's it for the Mad Men
Outdoors. But be safe out there. And we will catch up with y'all later.
Yep. All right. Woo! Get your butt to bed, Darren.